What are some of the myths of gospel reductionism? I've written part two of an article titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Joy Pullman of The Federalist writes about her journey from charismatic experientialism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
We come to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, with grateful hearts, thanking you for this great country that you have decreed to your people. We acknowledge we are a blessed nation with a rich history of faith and fortitude, with a future that is filled with promise and purpose. We recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from you, and the United States of America is your gift, for which we proclaim our gratitude. As a nation, we now pray for our president, Donald John Trump.
That's a clip from Paula White's inaugural prayer in Washington, D.C. Who is Paula White? You might have looked and said, I don't know who that woman is. There are all kinds of invocations and prayers given at inaugural addresses. Usually, you have some idea of who that might be, the likes of Rick Warren. But Paula White, who is she? She's actually one of President Donald Trump's spiritual advisors. We're going to talk about that on This Week in Pop American Christianity. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Pastor Chris Roseborough, Fighting for the Faith, joins us. And then, after our conversation with him, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then you give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for one of those four soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We want to know who you are, where you listen, and which one you're voting for, and why. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc. Or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Chris Roseborough joins us for This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're going to talk about the teachings of one of President Trump's spiritual advisors, Paula White. Chris is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
She spoke or prayed at the inauguration of President Donald Trump, and for many of us, that was the first time we saw or heard of Paula White. Introduce her to us.
Sure. She was introduced at Trump's inauguration as Pastor Paula White. That should tell you something. But Paula White is a regular feature on, well, the televangelist circuit, if you would. She has a television program called Paula White Today, and she was theologically trained by T.D. Jakes, and is basically your general money-grubbing televangelist type who teaches that God wants you to have prosperity, wants you to do very well, but there's always a stipulation, and that is you have to send in your seed offering. And so she teaches false doctrine. She twists God's word. She teaches the prosperity heresy and the word of faith stuff. And so if you didn't know this, you're thinking maybe, Trump was just being, polite or progressive or something like that. It's actually quite troubling that one of his prominent spiritual advisors is somebody like Paula White.
So what do you have for us by way of a look at her as spiritual advisor, her as kind of having the ear of a president?
Well, in order to help make the case, I brought a couple of sound bites that will help explain her teaching. And Paula White, in the first soundbite we're going to be listening to, this is from a few years back. She had Larry Hunk on her television program, and the two of them were talking about basically the seven places where apparently Jesus died for us and all the different blessings that were associated with. And along the way, I mean, they taught some pretty fascinating, far-out false teaching regarding Christ and who he is and whether or not we should pray to him. I'll let Paula and Larry explain.
Seven places Jesus shed his blood. If you want dominion, you want authority, you want to break the spirit of poverty, sickness, disease, generational curse, and what God really did for you on Calvary, my CDs and teaching, along with Dr. Larry Hugg's five CDs, in-depth teaching with the book that goes in detail about the seven places that Jesus shed his blood to give you victory, which means you're a conqueror, you're an overcomer in all things. Go to the website, write the P.O. box, or call the toll-free number for your ministry gift of $35 or more. Now, I'm going to give these quickly because we've got to get through them, and really people need the product. That's the bottom line.
You just can't get it in one sitting, because when you begin, Paula, it's the truth that'll come and set you free.
Right.
The truth you understand. They've got to get the products.
And when we look and we give this bookmark too, Jesus, number four, is Jesus' hands are pierced by the nails to restore total dominion to the works of your hands. Fifth place, Jesus' feet were nailed to the cross to restore total dominion in your walk. Number six, the spear was thrust through Jesus' side, showing that he died from a broken heart to heal my broken
Absolutely.
Heart. And we're going to go there. And number seven, Jesus bled on the inside when he was bruised to break every iniquity, which is those repeated sins of your forefathers. It's really learned behavior. When we really begin to understand that when Jesus Christ paid the price, the first thing that happened after he said it is finished is the veil was rent from top to bottom, signifying that no man could do that. But the price that was paid was there's now no separation, so that we have direct access in the Holy of Holies. We understand, according to Hebrews, that Jesus is our high priest.
Absolutely.
And he's the first of many brethren, which means I now come into a priestly anointing. So I now can
say that again, because they don't get it.
I now come into a priestly anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. He is not. I'm a son of
God.
He's
the first fruit.
He's the first fruit. He's the firstborn of many. The Bible says we're to come boldly before
the throne of God.
And I can come boldly, not double-minded. I can come boldly because he's not only forgiven me of my sin, but he's healed my broken heart. He's healed the pain of my sin. So the blood of Jesus, that curtain was ripped open, you said, and I can come boldly before the... Jesus said, don't pray to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll not go to the Father for you. You go to the Father because that curtain is open and my blood has atoned for you. Go on in. The water's fine.
It's really a big example, Chris, of how the truth is mixed so thoroughly with error that it is entirely corrupted, isn't it?
Oh yeah, through and through. There's like nothing even usable here, because the whole premise of the teaching is false. And although they say some true things, they mix it with some radically awful Christology that makes it impossible to use any of this in any kind of a Christian manner. Which kind of begs the question: who is it that authorized Larry Huck and Paula White to be teachers in the body of Christ? Where did they go to seminary? Which ecclesiastical body is governing them? And where do we go to file charges of false doctrine? And the reality is that Paula White was unleashed on the church by T.D. Jakes, and there's nobody holding her accountable, and she just teaches whatever she wants for shameful gain, so much so that she has no concept of biblical Christology and denies openly there that Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father, and apparently we're not supposed to even be praying to Jesus. I mean, who knew? I mean, church has been doing this for 2,000 years. I mean, how silly of us. You know, we shouldn't have been praying to Jesus at all, and yet what they were saying, this is not biblical teaching. This is just the ravings of their own minds.
And it we cannot forget that this is all being done. This is hawking these wares. They are trying to sell, even as they themselves admitted several times in their own words, a product.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, all of this was about moving product, and Scripture warns us about those who teach for shameful gain the things that they ought not to teach. This is a perfect example of what that looks like, and why it is so dangerous. Because what Larry Huck and Paula White were after in that episode, and I think every episode of her program, what they're after is people to write large checks so that they can, you know, afford their private jets. They can afford their very large posh mansions and expensive clothes and cars and things like that. These are people who are very worldly and truly devoid of the spirit. They have no conscience. In fact, scripture describes somebody like Paula White as somebody whose conscience is seared. I mean, that's how dangerous this is. And the fact that she was put forward at Trump's inauguration as kind of like the representative of American evangelicalism is so troubling. It's you know, there's like not even words to describe it. Is this really the best that we have to offer? Somebody who has made a living literally exploiting the body of Christ in order to make a buck? I mean, these are very awful and very, very dangerous days that we live in.
We need to make a distinction, because I can hear listeners saying, well, you know, we pay pastors, you guys on issues, et cetera. You ask for donations all the time. Yes, we do. All the time. That's how we continue to do what we do. What's the difference there? And, you know, my first response would be, if I said to you, you can't hear this like they did, oh, you're not going to be able to get it with me just telling you this. You got to buy the product. That's a big red flag, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Our job is to actually preach and teach the word. And the reality is that somebody through a careful study of God's word can understand and come to the same conclusions that we come to. So we're proclaiming and preaching the truth. But where the big difference is last time I checked, Todd, I listened to issues, etc. I have yet to hear you say that if somebody sends in a seed offering to issues, etc., that God's going to multiply that seed 100-fold and give them prosperity. And then as a bonus, you've blown your nose into a Kleenex and prayed over it. And if they send in a seed offering of $1,000 or more, you'll send them that used Kleenex and it'll be able to heal diseases and things like that. There's a big difference between saying we need to pay the bills and be able to afford to continue to broadcast in order to continue to serve you in this way. And it's something totally different to say, oh, God's going to bless you if you send us a sacrificial seed offering and show him that you have faith enough to believe for prosperity and healing. You and I don't do anything of the sort when it comes to that second category.
What's next from presidential spiritual advisor Paula White?
Next is an example of her teaching all on her own regarding the importance of obedience when it comes to the Passover, but it's not what you would think. It's not about the Seder meal itself. I'll let Paula explain.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 declares, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat of the good of the land. Everyone's saying, yes, I get to eat of the good of the land if I'm willing and obedient. But verse 20 says, if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God has spoken it. He's made covenant confession. That's what that word means. He has covenanted or confessed that if you refuse and you rebel, then you're devoured by the sword. So obedience brings blessing. Blessing is not just money. Blessing is empowered to prosper and succeed. It means to be able to live out the life that Christ died to give you. It's to live with joy and peace, to find purpose in life, your significance, your value, to have an inward working of the Holy Spirit that shows on the outside of your life. So it's a lot more than just financial or materialism. I always want to clarify, blessing is not just tangible. Blessing is a life from the inside that manifests to the outside. But if you are disobedient, then there's destruction, there's devouring, there's all this negative stuff that really God's not bringing on you. But by coming out of under the covering and the covenant of obedience, you allow these things to come upon yourself. So when God says, I have set holy days, they're holy, they belong to the Lord, they're divine appointments, and he says, meet me on this day, I've made an appointment with you. So as I obey and I honor God during this feast, the first feast season, divine appointment with three feasts, which is Passover, unleavened breads and first fruits as I honor God and recognize what the blood has done. I preserve, protect, and I cover myself for this upcoming year. Now, there's something that God does say. He says, don't stand before me empty-handed, Deuteronomy 16:16. But on appointed times or three times a year, every male shall bring as he's according to his ability. God says, as I've blessed you, I want you to bring a sacrificial seed, an offering, and present it to me.
So she's not talking about any kind of obedience to, say, Old Testament ceremonial law, which would be bad enough. What kind of obedience is she talking about there?
Oh, the only obedience she cares about. You have to show God that you're being obedient by sending her a seed offering. You see, remember, God blesses you if you're obedient, and, well, the sword will devour you if you're disobedient. And let me make something clear. The Hebrew idiom there about the sword devouring you, that's a polite way of saying you're going to be killed. I mean, this is actually talking about physical death. And so she's literally, I'm not making this up, she's literally turning God into some kind of a mafia don. And God is running some kind of a protection racket. And once a year, actually three times a year, if you go by the way she does this, three times a year, God comes knocking on your door and he says, you know, it's about that time, you know, I should be getting my seed offering. You know, I want to bless you and everything, but, you know, if you don't give me your seed offering and make it your best, then you know what I'm going to have to be doing. I'm going to have to be sending you the devourer. And you know what that means. You know, things could go really bad. So it's time for you to cough up that seed offering. And that's literally what she's doing. She's turning God into a mafia don running a protection racket. And you want to get his blessings? Well, quick, write the check and make it payable to Paula White Ministries. And of course, if you don't, well, you know, bad things could happen to you. And I mean, that's literally what she's doing. And the next soundbite makes it very clear. This is from the same episode of her program. This is, you know, after she's made the pitch and got the people to make the decision that they're going to be obedient during the Passover season. Listen to what it is that they're supposed to do.
For Christians, our salvation and wholeness begins and ends with the blood covenant of Jesus, who became our Passover. God declares in Exodus 12:24, and you shall observe this as an ordinance forever. We must recognize that God's appointment with us is an opportunity to honor him, and it will release great blessings and benefits. You can release specific supernatural blessings for your household, finances, and future. Exodus 23 says, he will assign an angel to you, be an enemy to your enemies, give you prosperity, take sickness away, give you a long life, bring increase and inheritance, and give a special year of blessing. God declared, none shall appear before me empty-handed. God gave us his very best, Jesus Christ. Give God your very best Passover offering this season and stand in position to release the supernatural blessing. When you give your very best Passover offering unto the Lord, we will rush to you a powerful teaching on Passover. When you give a Passover offering of $50 or more today, we want to bless your house with a Passover package, also including a very special, ornate, vintage mezuzah to post and dedicate your home, devoted and set apart for God. This is a very special symbol of God's blessing, protection, and a dedication of your sanctuary to him. And when you give a significant Passover offering of $100 or more today, not only will we rush to you Paula's message, the holy mezuzah, but also a beautiful pair of olive wood communion cups to partake of the holy act of communion, and many are to give more. Let God reveal to you what you are to sow and activate your covenant connection with God through the powerful appointment of Passover.
My goodness, Chris, that's like the sales pitches that you will hear on these home shopping networks, but worse.
Yeah, way worse, because they're packaging promises for God that God is not bound to honor. I mean, God has not made these promises. She's just completely making stuff up. Activate your Passover promise, your Passover blessings by sending Paula White money. I mean, seriously. You think God is up there in heaven going, you know, I really want to help you, but I've noticed that you haven't sent in your Passover offering to Paula White. And as soon as you do, well, then I'll really get on it and start blessing you. They're selling. Let me give you an example. Back in the dot-com era, when dot-coms were first on the scene, there were guys out there selling what they called vaporware. the websites and software that did absolutely nothing. But because everyone was so excited to invest in this new internet technology, they invested in vaporware companies and ended up losing their shirts. This is kind of like that. This is spiritual vaporware. There's no promises behind it. God's word is not behind this at all. And what this really is Paula White sitting there going, I got to come up with a really good way of making people want to send me money believing they're going to get God's blessings, and I'm going to have to twist God's word like it's nobody's business in order to make it look like this is biblical and I'm really helping them out, when the only person she's helping is herself. And that's really what's going on.
Real quickly, what's a holy mezuzah? And I mean, that's like something my grandpa would have said when he stubbed his toe. And what's the olive wood cup so you can have communion in your, what is it, your sanctuary?
Your sanctuary, yeah. So a mezuzah is like a little box that it has a little portion of scriptures wound up in it. And you put it on the doorpost of your house or something like that. And this particular mezuzah that she's selling has, you know, Hebrew letters and stuff on it. So it looks really like biblical, spiritual kind of stuff. And so your house becomes your sanctuary. And then the olive wood communion cups, I mean, they kind of look like olive wood shot glasses of some kind. And, you know, and thinking, really, you're going to, you're just going to, hey, honey, I have an idea. Let's have some communion. Oh, that's a great idea, honey. We'll just have some communion right here, right now. I feel like having communion. Let's pull out those olive wood cups. There's no divine service to go along with this. It's just something that sounds so spiritual and Christian, but if you just ask a couple of tough questions, the whole thing comes tumbling down.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity, talking about the teachings of one of President Trump's spiritual advisors, Paula White. Some Paula White-related audio after this.
Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church of Chehalis, Washington. Biblical, historic Christianity, whose source is Scripture, whose heart is the gospel. If you're in Southwest Washington, join us for the divine service. You will receive Jesus, crucified and risen again for the forgiveness of your sins. We promise. For more information, call us at 360-748-4108.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with the new Martin Luther plush figure. It features the 16th century reformer holding the Bible and Luther's morning and evening prayers. Go to reformationgear.com, use the coupon code ISSUESETC, and 20% of your purchase will help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. ReformationGear.com, the new Martin Luther plush figure, ReformationGear.com, and enter the coupon code ISSUESETC.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
They had to take 8 years off of protesting. I've lived in D.C. for a long time. We had nothing but protests.
during the entire George W. Bush administration, the anti-war movement, the anti-globalization movement. Everything just went deep underground for 8 years.
One of the worst things that people can do to sandbag their marriage, thinking it's actually going to help to road test their marriage, is to cohabit.
It pulls us away from understanding who we are as an actual people who are united together, not around a common taste for, you know, bland Midwestern cuisine, but a common confession of faith.
Our conscience is calibrated by the Ten Commandments, which means that I'm making a judgment on what is right and what is wrong based on the Lord's Ten Commandments. But then the conscience can only be comforted by the death and resurrection of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins.
In a little less than 10 minutes, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We've got the four soundbites lined up. We're going to play them for you. You'll listen, then you'll give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you will vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Your opportunity to win not only the LPR bundle package, which we usually give away on Fridays for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. But you can also win that brand new Martin Luther plush figure. It's a figure of Martin Luther. One is sitting on my desk right next to me, holding a copy of Luther's Morning and Evening Prayers and a little depiction of the Bible. Give that way to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, live this Friday, January the 27th. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity with Pastor Chris Roseboro, talking about Paul LaWhite, one of President Trump's spiritual advisors. Chris, you have brought, as the final example here, another, let's just call it another Paul LaWhite-related piece of audio.
Yes, this was from this past week at Liberty University. This is where the president of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr., is the president. And here's the interesting thing. This is from a convocation where Jonathan Cain, who is the now husband of Paula White, she recently got married. He's released some kind of a crossover album and is doing Christian music. And so they invited him to be a convocation speaker. Paula White was there with him, but in the audience was President Trump and the First Lady Melania. And Jerry Falwell, and you know, in introducing Jonathan Cain, took just a couple of minutes to talk about Paula White's prayer at Trump's inauguration, and apparently the message that this sent to Trump as well as to the world.
Before I introduce you, well, now I got to explain to them what that means. They're not booing me, Paula. They're saying Jerry. Okay. All right. I hope that's true. Anyway. Before I introduce our speaker, I want you to meet somebody who's become a dear friend of Becky and me this year. Paula White was one of the key people who she exemplified what a Christian woman is all about. I believe the Trump family loves evangelicals and what Christians stand for because of her witness. I mean, she lived in the same building with them for years. She's just the antithesis of the angry feminist you saw marching. She loves men and women, not just women. And so she showed the Trumps that all of us are not a bunch of Pharisees. It made me so mad. There was a column before the inauguration by one of those, I gotta be nice, but anyway, no, I can't be nice. He's one of these judgmental, pharisaical Christians accusing her of not believing in the Trinity or something. And so I don't know if you noticed at the swearing in her prayer, she made it very clear. She prayed to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and put it in his face. I think his name was Leif Erickson or Eric Erickson. I don't know. But anyway, but she showed the world that all of us are not judgmental. We're not self-righteous. That we're all sinners, and that we all need forgiveness, and we all need salvation.
Okay, so that was Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University.
Yes, that was basically saying that If you're critical of Paula White, you are a judgmental Pharisee. I mean, I remember your article from a few years back on playing the Pharisee card. And I mean, that was the largest Pharisee card I've ever seen played. I mean, he just laid it right out there. And so Paula White, she exemplifies what it means to be a Christian woman. I don't see anything about her and what she teaches or how she behaves that would tell me that she is a Christian at all. And I'm not overstating that. She is a false teacher. She is a heretic, and she is somebody who is out for your money. And you know, her, like I said, her spiritual father is T.D. Jakes. And although I believe that it's difficult to make the case that Paula White denies the doctrine of the Trinity, I can understand how Eric Erickson made that mistake due to the fact that T.D. Jakes is her spiritual father, and he himself is a modalist. But when she doesn't have to deny the doctrine of the Trinity to be a heretic. But it's absolutely fascinating that somebody with as much clout within evangelicalism as Jerry Falwell Jr. would give Paula White a pass, a complete pass and bill of health, and defend her publicly when everything she does is reprehensible and beyond the pale. There's nothing about her that that we should be embracing and celebrating. If anything, I don't think it's a good sign at all that Paula White is so close with Donald Trump and that he considers her to be one of his spiritual advisors.
Real quickly, Jerry Falwell Jr., many are going to simply look at that and say, well, there it is. This is the son of the man himself. This guy is president of Liberty University. So if he puts his imprimatur on someone like Paula White, then she's got to be kosher. Does he represent? And here I'm talking not about what the worst could be in American evangelicalism, but perhaps what the best could be in American evangelicalism.
The best way I can put it is that Jerry Falwell represents what I would consider the typical and quintessential evangelical mind. It's about morality. It's about bringing morals back to the United States and somehow recapturing Christian America. And they're willing to sacrifice. In fact, they're quite hostile to sound doctrine at all as being part of the discussion. In their way of looking at this, all of those doctrinal differences are responsible for the problems that we have, and the solution is to just be completely kind of vaguely ecumenical. And so doctrine, in their view, divides. And you just, if somebody says they believe in Jesus, that's all that's necessary. Now we need to get busy getting Republican candidates into office so that we can overturn Roe v. Wade and reestablish Christian America. Now, I want to make something clear. I think Roe v. Wade is absolutely reprehensible, and the millions of babies that we've aborted is, this is blood that is on all of our hands. But the problem is that, you know, the way you make America more Christian is not by voting the right guy into office. The way you make America Christian is by proclaiming law and gospel, sin and grace, repentance and the forgiveness of sins, and calling people to even repent of the sin of idolatry, which many evangelicals, I think, are clearly guilty of. And they are literally wandering farther and farther away from Scripture and willing to compromise every theological point if we can get somebody on the same page with us politically. And that is when you turn the Republican Party and America into an idol, and that is an idol that will destroy you if you don't repent of your idolatry.
What's lined up tonight on Fighting for the Faith?
Oh, we're going to be looking at Katie Sousa as she's going to explain to us how we can receive a thousandfold increased blessing because she has the 111 mantle given to her by God.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough in Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour right after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, January the 27th. Your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week will pick which one will win, and the best vote will get the LPR bundle package and today also the brand new Martin Luther plush figure. Stay tuned.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Are you tired of working nights, weekends, and odd hours trying to cover your bases at home just to make ends meet? At the Cleaning Authority, we call that the multi-job shuffle, and we want to end that for you right now. We'll train you in our proven, efficient cleaning methods, and you'll be partnered to work in pre-qualified homes. Call 314-416-8117 and walk away from the multi-job shuffle with a future in our St. Louis office. 314-416-8117.
Do you have a student finishing up 8th grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as Confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a Confessional Lutheran. The CLCC.org.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Come listen to Drs. Alvin Schmidt and Roland Elke at the 3rd Annual Concordia Apologetics Conference, Cultures in Collision, Faith and a Fractured World, this March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can register online at www.cuw.edu/apologetics or call 262-243-4343. That's the Concordia Apologetics Conference, March 3rd and 4th at Concordia University, Wisconsin.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.